We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Peace-loving viewers and beyond the new. That means welcome in French, a language spoken by about 265 million people throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Athlone and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band, and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS.
And our newest additions in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. And in Limbe and its environs, Channel 24 on CIATSAT.
In Mongolia, in Hav Province, Channel 21 on Han Elte Cable TV. In Edenet City, Channel Z26 on Elha Tengger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sugbatar Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Elha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Iran and Belarus enhance friendly initiatives between the two nations. In science news, a researcher from USA discovers the mechanism by which sibling plants recognize each other. In health news, a Dutch study finds that living near green spaces improves people's health of body and mind. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 29th, Ms. Petra Corinne Kelly, dedicated German environmental and peace activist, was born in 1947 in Günzburg, Bavaria, Germany. She co-founded the German Green Party in 1979, which was committed to nonviolent, ecological, and democratic ideals. In 1982, Ms. Kelly was honored with the Right Livelihood Award for her devotion to disarmament, social justice, human rights, and safeguarding the planet. In 1983, she was elected to the West German Parliament for the Green Party and served until 1990. Ms. Kelly said, "The vision I see is not only a movement of direct democracy, of self and co-determination and nonviolence, but a movement in which politics means the power to love and the power to feel united on the spaceship Earth." Our gratitude for Ms. Petra Corinne Kelly's caring legacy of working for the betterment of our world. May more wise leaders help in bringing about a harmonious life for all beings.
Flying News, Supreme Master Chinghai International Association Relief News Update from Pakistan. On October 23rd, a powerful 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck the high-altitude Hindu Kush region, triggering a landslide that caused at least 5 fatalities in remote northern Pakistan.
Supreme Master Qinghai immediately asked that our association members please go help the most vulnerable, offering $10,000 in emergency aid. Upon receiving our Formosan or Taiwanese Association Relief Team's November 16th report, which indicated that more help was needed, she donated an additional $10,000 while conveying her love and prayers. The combined $20,000 amount could obtain $328,000 in essential items in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living.
Covering their own travel and related expenses of $2,560, our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan responded to an SOS text message received from Mr. Sohal of Swat Valley. Mr. Sohal, who had watched Supreme Master Television, wished to ask Supreme Master Qinghai for food relief in his area, which he said was desperately without provisions.
On November 17th, the team arrived in Kwizakla, where they delivered 450 relief packages containing sugar, lentils, rice, salt, oil, and flour. They also met the very grateful Mr. Sohal. Escorted by army personnel, the relief team then delivered another 450 packages to victims in Mata, with the remaining 100 packages given to Pakistani soldiers who offered to deliver them to the extremely remote areas.
On November the 20th, our association's relief team traveled to another mountainous disaster area where they sent 1,000 relief packages with army personnel to travel to the very faraway communities. Along with their help in bringing goods to unreachable disaster areas, the army also prepared vegan meals for the relief team.
Throughout the trip, our association members distributed 5,000 Urdu SOS flyers, including to the soldiers, who expressed their deep interest and offered to help pass them out. They were also assisted by Mr. Abid and Mr. Shahzad of the non-governmental organization All Green.
I would like to thank Supreme Master Qinghai to help us, help our people. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We send our appreciation to the loving Pakistani soldiers, as well as Mr. Abid and Mr. Shahzad of All Green, for their assistance. Our thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive care of those in need, and to our association members for their diligent endeavors. With Allah's blessings, may such disasters be eased as humanity steps together toward kinder, eco-stabilizing future.
Earthquakes jolt Indonesia, El Salvador and Guatemala. On Thursday, November 26, a 5.0 magnitude tremor hit Aceh at the northmost tip of the Indonesian island of Sumatra and was felt in the provincial capital of Banda Aceh and Sigli. On the same day, a 5.9 magnitude quake off the coast of El Salvador could be felt as far as the capital city of San Salvador and even neighboring Guatemala. The powerful jolt, which lasted 25 seconds, caused many people to run into the streets for fear of buildings collapsing. Another 5.1 magnitude quake struck 127 kilometers southwest of Guatemala City, causing panic in the southern coastal and western regions.
On Friday, a 5.2 magnitude tremor was felt at Ambon, capital of Indonesia's eastern province of Maluku. Thankfully, there were no injuries or damage reported for any of the earth tremors. We are grateful for the safety of the people of Indonesia, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Let us hasten to minimize such disturbing events by living in greater harmony with our Mother Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Australia donates food aid to Bhutanese in Nepal. The Australian Government's Overseas Aid Program, or AusAid, has provided $460,000 in food aid to the United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, to assist more than 90,000 refugees from Bhutan in Nepal. The fund will supply food to those who have been living in camps for the last 18 years. Australia is also working toward resettling 5,000 Bhutanese. Richard Ragan, WFP country representative in Nepal, said, "We are very grateful to the Australian government for their timely contribution and their continued support. Heaven's blessings, Australia, for your contribution to the Bhutanese brethren in Nepal. May they be graced with lives of lasting peace and plenty."
Russia completes first phase of chemical weapon disposal ahead of schedule. Russia's foreign ministry announces the government has completed the reduction of 45% of its chemical weapon cache a month ahead of its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention. As part of the convention, Russia has agreed to end the development, production, stockpiling, transfer, and use of chemical arms by 2012. A big bravo and many thanks, Russia, for your efforts to bring greater peace to the world. We look forward to the day when shared understanding prevails among all nations.
International Press Freedom Awards honor journalists. At the Committee to Protect Journalists International Press Freedom Awards, held in New York, USA, Mr. Mustafa Haji Abdina, an Agency France press reporter in Somalia and the editor-in-chief of Somalia's independent radio Simba, was one of four recipients honored with the distinction. He said, "By recognizing me, you are also recognizing the courage of the small band of working journalists still in Somalia. And you are paying tribute to those reporters who have made the ultimate sacrifice for their profession." Other honorees included Ms. Nazia Rejiba from Tunisia, an editor of the online news journal Kalima, Mr. J. S. Tasainayamgam of Sri Lanka, and Mr. Arnula Fatulayev from Azerbaijan. Our heartfelt congratulations, deserved awardees. May heaven protect you and bless you for your bravery, devotion, and life-risking efforts to share timely and valued information with our world.
Scientists urge for a ban on alcohol sponsorship of sports. In a recent editorial in the international journal Addiction, a team of Australian and British scientists called for governments worldwide to ban the alcohol industry's sponsorship of sports. Citing a peer-reviewed study that has already linked alcohol advertising with dangerous drinking events by both sport players and spectators, the researchers say that governments could easily use the proceeds of alcohol taxation to sponsor sports instead. Their findings have been echoed by the British Medical Association in a report called Under the Influence that urged a complete ban on alcohol advertising and sponsorship after showing the significant adverse impact of alcohol marketing on drinking and its associated harms. Many thanks, British and Australian scientists, as well as the British Medical Association, for your wise advocacy of alcohol-free sports. Let us join in encouraging governments everywhere toward truly helpful sports events and indeed communities worldwide.
Professionals unite to halt alcohol abuse. More than 300 leading doctors and nurses in New Zealand and Australia have released a joint statement calling on the Law Commission to reduce the marketing, advertising and availability of alcohol, as well as to increase alcohol prices and anti-drinking driving campaigns. Statistics report that 75% of patients in emergency rooms on Friday or Saturday nights have injuries related to alcohol, and 60% of those detained by police are under the influence of alcohol.
Member of Parliament Jim Anderton said, "The legislation must be changed, and the Law Commission is looking at that right now. What we need is a culture change. We need to stop romanticising heavy drinking." Bravo, Parliament Member Anderton, and all doctors, nurses and police in New Zealand and Australia for your commitment to ensuring public safety and well-being. Blessed be efforts as yours in bringing society the happiness and freedom of intoxicant-free living.
Benefits of alcohol bans. Stroke risk reduced by 50% by quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake.
Researchers in Spain find that alcohol-free beer reduces cholesterol levels, along with other potential heart benefits, without any of the risks associated with alcohol consumption.
Financial savings. A Canadian study estimates alcohol intervention programs could save 880 lives and $1 billion US every year.
Mortality. A 10% decline in vodka sales resulted in a significant decrease in alcohol-related deaths in Russia in 1 year.
Exercising, drinking less alcohol, eating fruits and vegetables, and not smoking extends life expectancy by 14 years.
Cancer. A World Cancer Research Fund study finds reducing meat and alcohol consumption decreases cancer risk.
Other illnesses. The brain's regeneration and performance are increased once alcohol consumption ceases. Alcoholic hepatitis patients can gain complete recovery if the patient gives up alcohol and has a good diet. Bodybuilding.com states that bodybuilders who refrain from alcohol consumption experience benefits in terms of muscle gain, hydration, recovery, metabolism, and mental focus.
Social implications. A New Zealand liquor ban resulted in 98% less liquor offenses, as well as a reduction in other crimes. Research in New Mexico, USA shows that Sunday bans on alcohol sales resulted in fewer collisions and traffic casualties. Alcohol-related crimes dropped by 15% following an alcohol ban in Aberystwyth, UK. An alcohol ban becomes permanent on the jetty area of Coffs Harbour City, Australia, due to its success in reducing crime.
Youth. In the U.S. state of Florida, raising the legal drinking age from 18 to 21 significantly reduced auto accident-related fatalities. A voluntary ban of alcohol sales to youth under 21 in the UK's Marske Village is made permanent as crime and antisocial behavior is reduced. An alcohol ban in U.S. colleges helps overall alcohol abstention and reduces bouts of drunkenness and secondhand effects of drinking.
Plus more.
For more information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
World's youngest human calendar in California, USA. 6-year-old Olaxes or Vietnamese American boy William Dahm in Orange County, California, has been acclaimed as the world's youngest person to be able to calculate within seconds the exact day of the week for any date in the AD calendar. A KTLA news reporter who interviewed young William was able to verify his responses with a calculator and found that he never erred. For example, when given a date of January the 24th, 2009, William listened and repeated out loud and then promptly gave an answer of Saturday. He also handled dates far into the distant future, as well as ones like February the 29th, year 9500, to which he quickly said that there's no such date, as it's not a leap year. When asked about the source of his unusual talent, which has been identified in only 50 people throughout the world, William answered, "God lets me know." Wow, what an incredible God-given ability that brings wonder and amazement to our world. May young William Dahm and his family be blessed with treasured years of happiness, love, and peace.
Save Our Planet. French organization calls for a vegetarian Copenhagen conference. In a letter to Denmark's Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen regarding the United Nations Climate Change Conference, the Vegetarian Association of France said, "We would like to propose that you arrange for meals with the lowest possible carbon imprint to be served for everyone throughout the summit, namely vegetarian meals or even better, vegan ones. This would be a very strong symbolic gesture, underlining the willingness of participants to curb the increasing pace of climate degradation. As the association stated, if ever there was a time to give a strong signal, it is now."
Within France, government leaders are well aware of livestock's enormous share of greenhouse gas emissions. In an interview during a recent public event titled Paris en route to Copenhagen, the city's deputy mayor, Mr. Dennis Baupin, affirmed the city's climate plan should promote an increase in organic fruits and vegetables in schools, government and other institutions.
Nous devons forcément réduire la part carnée de notre alimentation. Pour ce qui concerne le bétail, il y a à la fois les émissions de gaz à effet de serre par l'occupation de la terre, par les transformations nécessaires entre le passage de l'alimentation du bétail et après ensuite l'ingestion que nous pouvons avoir. C'est tous les déplacements qui sont induits, mais c'est aussi beaucoup d'émissions de méthane. Hein, et le méthane est un gaz à effet de serre qui est très largement sous-estimé. Donc il y a vraiment beaucoup de raisons aujourd'hui pour réduire notre consommation de viande et donc inciter à le faire.
Our gratitude, Deputy Mayor Baupin, and the Paris government for your acknowledgement of the need to stop livestock's excessive emissions. We also thank the Vegetarian Association of France for raising consciousness among world leaders about the earth-saving veg diet. We pray that the December climate change conference in Denmark yields results that will rescue our planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has been steadfastly calling for the veg-promoting endeavours of governments, organisations and individuals at this crucial time, as in an August 2009 climate change video conference in Thailand.
To sum up, to all the leaders, I call on them once more to put their love first for their countrymen and women, and for all the children to accept with courage the deed that must be done, to use the mighty power in their hand and trusted by people to save the world. The global livestock industry is now contributing almost about as much to global warming as the energy sector, or even more. And I know it contributes at least 80% of it. To the organizations of the world, including the media, who understand the strength of a social movement, thank you for your work to inform and encourage people to the exciting, humane, beneficial, chic, animal-free, the vegan way of life. To the individuals, thank you for doing your part to save our planet. But please, to make it in time. We have more to do, and we have little time. Just be vegan, and please be quick. Our days are numbered.
Save Our Planet. Iran and Russia collaborate to protect Caspian Sea. As two of five total nations that border the world's largest inland sea, Iran and Russia recently signed a cooperative agreement to work together in research and monitoring water quality to preserve this important water body. They will also continue to participate in a previously established program intended to help bordering countries achieve sustainable development and manage the richly diverse habitat for the long-term benefit of its inhabitants. Iran and Russia, our respectful accolades for your partnership in this worthy endeavor. Through such commitment and cooperation as yours, may the Caspian Sea flourish for future generations.
Save Our Planet. Scientists warn that 50% of the freshwater fish species in South Australia are in urgent need of ecosystem rehabilitation, suggesting that residents consider halting the diversion of precious water from wetlands by prioritising aquatic life over their lawns.
Save Our Planet. The US-based environmental charity Conservation Fund uses forest management practices to increase carbon dioxide absorption by 350,000 tons in a California redwood forest, demonstrating the power of forests to store CO2 emissions.
Hello, I'm Rigo, the Red Deer, and this is my son, Dindi.
Hi there. Dad and I are both following a plant-based diet. We have a tip to share on driving.
Many cars have anti-lock brake systems, otherwise known as ABS.
Why are they good to have, Dad?
They prevent skidding and help drivers to keep control of the steering, Dindi.
Oh, I see.
When you have anti-lock brake systems and are in an emergency situation that requires you to slow down or stop quickly, remember to keep firm, continuous pressure on the brakes while you are steering. Don't pump the brakes like you would with traditional brakes.
Sure, Dad.
Thanks again, alert viewers, for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for watching. And now for the weather around the world.
In world news, Iran and Belarus agree to enhance relations. In a meeting between Chairman of Tehran's Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Mine, Mr. Yahya Al-Eshaq, and Belarusian envoy to Tehran, Mr. Viktor Rybak, the benefits of future economic cooperation between the two nations were highlighted. Mr. Yahya Al-Eshaq said, "Now all the people are waiting for the opening of more gates in the relations between Iran and Belarus. Congratulations, Iran and Belarus, on your harmony-filled initiatives. May your people be graced with much happiness and sustainable development."
In science news, USA researcher discovers the mechanism by which related plants identify each other. Professor Harsh P. Bais of the Department of Plant and Soil Sciences at the University of Delaware found that plants recognize siblings through secretions in their root systems. Professor Bice also observed that those growing side by side from seeds of the same mother plant sometimes intertwine their leaves, while those that are non-related do not. He hypothesized that the interconnected leaves are due to the plant's feeling of familiarity and comfort with their kin. Our sincere appreciation, Professor Harsh P. Bice, for your fascinating study. May the wonderful world of plants continue to thrive and adorn our world. Up next on Noteworthy News, living near green spaces enhances our mental well-being. We'll go water the flowers. Be right back. Stay tuned for more Merry News here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, supporting news for a connected world. In health news, a Dutch study indicates that living near nature is good for body and mind. Researchers from the Vrije Universiteit, meaning Free University Medical Center, also known as VU University, in Amsterdam, Netherlands, examined the medical records of 350,000 people. In addition, the green spaces, such as parks that were nearby their homes, were determined. It was found that those residing within 1 kilometer of the verdant areas had significant health benefits. Those who were staying within 3 kilometers also had some medical advantages, especially in terms of mental well-being. Our thankfulness, BU University Medical Center, for demonstrating the importance of our environment. May we all enjoy the bountiful gifts which Mother Nature so generously bestows upon us.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Turkish entitled Dictionary Request.
Özel bir şirkete çalışırken bir uzay mekiği projesi için görevlendirilmiştim. Malzeme ısmarlama görevlerimin içindeydi. Mühendislerden biri ona yeni bir sözlük almamı istedi. İstek formunda malzeme niye gerekli izah et diye bir madde vardı. Bu yüzden ona niye sözlüğü istediğini sordum. Benimki kaybettim veya bendeki dökülüyor gibi bir cevap bekliyordum. Bunun yerine bendeki sözlük uzay gemisinin hayali bir hava taşıtı diye tanıtıyor dedi. O zaman tabii ki yeni sözlüğünü aldı.
And now for our viewers' heartline. On swine flu, scientists say factory farms responsible on fly-in news.
Thanks for posting this honest information. It's time for a positive change. Orlando from Slovenia.
Concerned Orlando, we very much agree with you about time for change. The compassionate vegan lifestyle will save our planet and bring us to a golden age on Earth. Please help share any useful information from SupremeMasterTV.com/SOS, all free of charge, with God's light to you and your spiritual Slovenian co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say adieu, vous bénisse, which means God bless in French.
May your path in life be filled with grace, joy, and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A team of Formosan or Taiwanese doctors from the Charity International Cooperation and Development Fund provide free medical care for the less fortunate in the Darjeeling and Sikkim areas of northern India.
Internet search engine Google enables global access to ancient lands such as Assyria and Sumeria by obtaining permission from the Iraq National Museum to scan images of their vast Mesopotamian collection and post them online.
Norway donates $10.5 million to the United Nations for projects that protect and encourage respect and equality for women.
Visiting Turkmen President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov and Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi signed cooperative agreements in the energy sector for Turkmenistan to supply such resources as natural gas.
As an extension to a temporary 6-month ban, Santa Barbara County of California, USA, permanently outlaws alcohol on Isla Vista Beach and throughout 3 outdoor parks.
With Spain and the Inter-American Development Bank offering $100 million in donations and low-interest loans, Guatemala will be able to offer safe water and sanitation systems to 600,000 residents in need.
Egypt donates $10 million to a Kuwaiti-launched fund that will provide job opportunities, improve personal income, and help the less fortunate in the Arab world.
Recognizing eye problems in male turkey Jerry, veterinary assistant Lindsay Medeiros of Massachusetts, USA, rescues him from a factory farm and begins raising money to pay for his cataract surgery.
Wishing to end 25 years of conflict, the Kurdistan Workers' Party invites the Turkish government to peace talks.
The US-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine reports that the Wayne County Airport in Michigan, USA is the most veg-friendly in the nation, with every restaurant providing at least one veg entree.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.